Hello, I'm Lee Benton, pastor of the Open Door Baptist Church. Our congregation and myself would like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to the sermon today. Our prayer is that the message will help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you is our prayer. Let's read one verse of Scripture in the Bible this morning. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to look at verse number 11. Of course, this is believed to be the last will and testament of the Apostle Paul when he had wrote this epistle to his son in the faith, Timothy. It was just days prior to the Roman Emperor Nero taking his head off of his shoulder for his faith in Jesus Christ. So, 2 Timothy is a great book. You see the heart of Paul for not only Timothy, who soon would be a pastor himself, but to all Christians. And we have this preserved for the New Testament church right now. So, look at verse 11. Paul writes by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry." Our Heavenly Father, in this short time, I pray that you would anoint me and touch me, Lord. I ask that you'll help me to be a blessing, not a burden, to be a help, not a hindrance. I thank you, Lord, that we've gathered in this place, Lord, not only to honor Brother Wendell, Lord, but to honor you, Lord, the God of Wendell. And Lord, Wendell would be the first to say that if it hadn't been for the Lord, where would he be today? So we thank you, Lord, for what you've done in his life. I pray, Lord, now as I have this great privilege, Lord, to open the Word of God before this audience of people, Lord, and share what you've laid on my heart, that you would help our folks to listen. I pray that you'll keep all disturbances to the very minimum this morning. And Lord, may we, Lord, understand that life is short. We are to love each other. We are to care for each other.
Right.
Every opportunity that arises. Help us, dear God, in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you and be seated.
Amen.
Of course, chapter 4 of 2 Timothy is the closing remarks that the Apostle Paul is making to Timothy and to the church here. And he is speaking to these people, and he speaks about, in verse number 10, it's a sad thing. He says that Demas hath forsaken me. We read about Demas in the Word of God, who at one time was an encourager to Paul. Paul went around in his missionary journeys, and he established churches. He preached the Word of God. He taught folks, and they were saved. And he had a lot of companions in the faith. And in this chapter alone, there are two men that Paul identifies by name that were a thorn in his flesh. Verse 10 says, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world." It's sad this morning that Demas was on fire for the Lord, serving the Lord, and yet he got away from the Lord because of his love, not for the Lord, but for this present world. And it drew Demas away from God and, of course, from the ministry. And then in verse 14, it's sad once again to read about Alexander. Paul writes that Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. May I say to you today that if you decide to be an enemy of the cross, an enemy of a good Bible-believing church, if you're an enemy of the preaching, teaching of the Word of God, like so many are in our good country of America today, that God will reward you one day. The word there is reward. We think of rewards as condoning, but this word is in the sense of condemning. And he said, "Alexander did me much evil." He said, "I'm not going to run him down. I'm not going to burn his house down. I'm not going to throw rocks through his windows. I'm not going to go down to the local newspaper and try to write up a column that will just destroy his testimony. But he says, I do know that the Lord is just, the Lord is holy, the Lord is right, and the Lord will reward him according to his works. But I want to look on the light side this morning, and I want you to see a man by the name of Mark. In verse number 11, of course, there's Luke there, who was the physician who God used to write the Gospel of Luke. And of course, Luke was not the author of the Gospel of Luke. Luke was the writer. The author was God Himself. The Bible teaches us that men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. But what I want to look at here shortly is this man by the name of Mark. The word Mark was a surname, a Roman or Latin surname that he was given. His true Jewish name was John. He was called John Mark. The first time we read his name in the Word of God is in Acts chapter number 12. In Acts chapter number 12, Peter had been cast into prison for preaching the Word of God under King Herod. King Herod had just slain James, the brother of John. John and James, two disciples of Jesus, with the sword. And when he saw that the people were pleased that James had been killed, he decided to capture Peter. And he was going to do the same to Peter. But the Bible says that God's people, hear me out now, that they gathered down at a house and they made prayer and supplication for Peter and his safety. The house that they gathered at was owned by a lady by the name of Mary. And this same Mary was the mother of this John Mark. You remember that the angel shook the foundations of the jail. The jail doors swung open. And Peter was told by God to go down to Mary's house, John Mark's house. He went there and actually he knocked on the door. And they were in there praying, oh God, please protect Peter. Do a miracle, Lord. Please just do something great and protect Peter. And next thing you know, they hear a knock. And one of the maids went to the door and said, who is it? And he said, I'm Peter, the Apostle Peter. And she went back and she was kind of excited. God had answered prayer. And she went back to those praying in the house and they said, you're not going to believe this. God has answered our prayer and Peter is at the door. And they laughed at her. They thought, you're crazy. Is that not how a lot of us pray today? We pray, but not with faith believing. And finally, they came to the door, and lo and behold, God did do a miracle. There stood Peter. But John Mark was one that was saved under the ministry of Peter. This is the same John Mark that wrote the words for the Gospel of Mark. Now, we know that Mark was not mentioned as one of the 12 disciples of Jesus, but he was a disciple of Jesus. Not one of the main 12 or the original 12, but he was a disciple, a follower of the Lord. He was a young man during the times of the Lord's ministry upon this earth for three and a half years. And so he was able to see some miracles and see great things that Jesus did while he was enrobed in flesh. And so Peter led John Mark to the Lord, and John Mark became a great man of God. And yesterday I began thinking, my parents had came down Friday and my dead pastor's outside of Darlington, South Carolina, and they hadn't been down in a while, so they came down yesterday and we were able to, or Friday I should say, and they spent the night there with us and we went down to the Georgia Aquarium Saturday. Morgan had got some free tickets and we went down there and just had a big time and went over to the, had to go to the Varsity when you're that close and ate a sloppy hamburger. And we just enjoyed that time. So I got home and I was trying to get my thoughts together for today. And I said, Lord, what verse would be an appropriate verse for this service today where we honor and show our gratitude to Brother Wendell? And without even looking in my Bible, the Holy Ghost of God reminded me of this verse where Paul said, take Mark, bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Now I want you to notice, keep your Bibles open, look with me. First, there's three words that I want you to see. The first word is the word take. Notice that Paul says to Timothy and to the church here, take Mark. Take Mark. And then he says, bring Mark. And then the third word that I want you to see is the word profitable. He says, take Mark, bring him, he is profitable. And I got thinking about the word take and bring. They're two totally different words. And I thought about the word take, and I took my dictionary and I looked the word take up, and it simply means to possess. It simply means to obtain. If someone was to have a bowl of cookies and they say, go ahead and take one. They're saying possess one, obtain one, get it. And he is saying to Timothy and to this church, possess Mark, obtain Mark. Now I want you to understand that Mark is not a servant of God that you have to drag by his nose to do anything. He's not one of those Christians that their favorite hymnal in the hymn book is, I shall not be moved. Preacher, you ain't going to get me to do anything. You better be just glad I come to church on Sunday morning, but I shall not be moved. No, he wasn't like that. He was a man that loved the Lord as we study him, and a man that was very willing to serve the Lord. I thought about the word take, and I couldn't help but think about the word availability. The reason the Apostle Paul could say, take Mark, is simple. Because Mark was available. Are you hearing me today? I want to say to you that God is not looking for ability. He is looking for availability. I want to ask you, have you done as I have done, Brother Wendell has done, and many of you have done, have you made yourself available for the ministry? I'm not talking about pastoring or teaching Sunday school. I'm just talking about ministering to folks by the grace of God. Are you available? The Lord said that to the church of Laodicea that He stood on the outside and that He stood there and He knocked on the door. That's a sad picture. And it's not a picture of salvation there. It's talking about Christians and how that they have pushed the Lord out of their life. Yes, they're saved just like we are, but yet they're not walking with the Lord. I say this often. He can be your Savior, but that does not mean that He is your Lord. You can rightly say He's my Savior, but can you rightly say He is your Lord? Have you gave your all to Him? He's Lord of all in your life, or He's not Lord at all. He's got to be Lord of all, or He's not Lord at all in your life. And so John Mark was a man that Jesus was his Lord. He was dedicated to the ministry of Jesus Christ. And so the word here is take, which is the picture of availability. He says take him. Why? He's available. He is there. He has been chosen in salvation by God. He has been chosen in service by God. He is available, so take him. I remember playing, whether it be kickball, basketball, or Red Rover, send Betsy right over. And I remember that we'd pick teams and people would say, take so-and-so, take him, take her. And that means simply they're available. Possess them, obtain them, get them. And Paul is saying here, he's available. It speaks of availability. I want to say to you that, Brother Wendell, we're so pleased that when it comes to service for the Lord, that you have showed us availability. When I began to start the Tuesday morning prayer breakfast, we met Brother Wendell, myself, Brother Chris, and Brother Allen, I believe, was the original four. And we'd meet down at Cracker Barrel, or we'd meet down at Kurt's, we'd meet somewhere, and we'd go down there and we'd eat, and then we'd get a side room, and we'd open our Bibles, and we'd discuss the Bible, and I would give a thought. Well, God laid on my heart one day to ask Brother Wendell to take that ministry, to take it, and he had never taught. I don't guess Brother Wendell, you ever taught before? Never taught one time. And I remember he didn't say, no, I can't do it, but he had a little hesitation there because he'd never done that before. But he took off. Why? Because he was available. Take Mark because of his availability. Number two, look at the word bring. Notice how it says, take Mark and bring Mark. take Mark, availability, and bring Mark. Now, the Apostle Paul, when it come to ministry, it was a very serious matter. Can I get a witness? He was very serious about serving the Lord. I mean, he's very serious about it. I mean, you either went all out with God or you stayed at the house. I mean, he was a man that was serious, and we all ought to be serious, but I mean, he was serious about serving the Lord. And for him to mention anybody, a desire for anybody to come and help him, not only shows in the word take his availability, but in the word bring, it shows his ability. His ability. He says, bring him. Bring him with thee. When you come to visit me, bring him. Bring him, because why? He has some ability that God has given him. I said earlier that, yes, God is looking for availability, not ability. But after you make yourself available, and there is availability in your life towards serving the Lord, then God will give you the ability to do what you ought to do. Today, Brother Wendell, he has been teaching our Tuesday morning prayer breakfast for a while now. And here's a man that had no ability to a man that now does. Why, preacher? I can tell you why. Based on the Word of God, he first made himself available. Preacher, what I learned from Brother Wendell's experience in his life. Preacher, I just can't do that. I can't sing. I can't teach Sunday school. I can't witness. I can't pass gospel tracts out. I just can't do it. Listen, you need to first get your mind off ability and get your heart on availability and say, Lord, what you have me to do, I'm going to do it. You just got to help me. And once you have went through that time of availability and the Lord chooses you, then He will make you have ability to do what He wants you to do. Come on. So the availability, take. The ability, bring them. Paul said, I need them. He's got some ability. I tell you, Open Door Baptist Church is blessed. Well, not only Wendell. I'm telling you this. We got a lot of folks in this church with abilities. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. I told Angela, I said, what, every Sunday have an honor service. We got so many people we can honor. But I'm telling you, we got a lot of folks with abilities around here. But I'm telling you, God wants you to be available, and then He'll give you the ability. And then last of all, look at this. He says, take Mark, bring him. And this is the reason. This is the reason he has a heart for John Mark. He said, because, or for, he is profitable to me for the ministry. I said, that's a wonderful statement. What a testimony John Mark had, that he was profitable to Paul in the ministry. I thank God that before we met him, we were, nothing about us was profitable, was it? Come on, I need a witness. I know it's Sunday morning, take off your cloak of righteousness and holiness and holier than thou attitude. We're just sinners saved by grace. And before we met the Lord, we were not profitable. The Bible says that there's none that doeth good, no, not one. There's none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says that before we were saved, that our good works was as filthy rags. Before I got saved, I couldn't please God, because I was lost. But now that I've been saved, I've got freedom to serve and please the Lord. And now we're profitable because of the blood of Jesus Christ. He's cleaned us up. Brother Ron mentioned some things and being lighthearted, and is very well appropriate. And Wendell has shared some things with me about his past. I know that he loved his parents and his sister much. I know his mom and dad had a love for the Lord, and he tells about how good people they were. And I'm telling you, I know that we love Brother Wendell today, but I tell you what, it just didn't happen overnight. You better understand this. There's some people, if Brother Wendell felt like speaking today, that he could also thank that were in his life that helped him, because the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. I'll be honest with you, you know I'm straight around here. You know that I love the Lord. You know I'm going to live for the Lord. For that man to want to hang out with me, you know he's right with the Lord. I'll just be honest with you. Folks that's right with the Lord don't want to hang out with me. They get convicted. He wants to hang out with the preacher. Praise God. And I'm telling you, thank God for people in our life. And now, Wendell has been profitable for the ministry. Watch this in closing. This all can be related to you today. Is it said about you that you are profitable for the ministry? Could it be said about you that you've made yourself available for the service of God? Do you understand and believe in your heart that when you make yourself available, that God will give you the ability to do what He wants you to do? But He's profitable. I thought, Brother Wendell, the reason that He is profitable, by the way, profitable simply means, or profit simply means benefit, gain. Open Door Baptist Church has benefited from Wendell Harris being a member here. Open Door has gained some great things because Wendell's here. I've gained and benefited much as a pastor. You friends, you have gained and benefited much for Wendell Harris being in your life. He is profitable. I think he's profitable because of his faith. You can't bypass that. Because of his faith. I'm not talking about his trust in the Lord now. I'm talking about salvation faith. Thank God that there was a time in Wendell's life where the Holy Ghost of God began to work and began to deal with his heart and say, Wendell, there's more to life than what you're living for. There's more to it than there's a heaven and there's a hell, Brother Wendell. Or Wendell, and Wendell made the right decision and asked the Lord to save him. And he's been serving the Lord since. I tell you, he's profitable to us because of his faith in Jesus Christ. I've been there with his doctors. Me and him's been there. When the doctors talked, he's wrote me down as his advocate. They've called my house and want to talk about his treatments and so forth. And they told him that when it all started with the radiation, that it's going to be rough. He said, we're going to be aggressive with this thing. They told him all the side effects. I looked at his face as they were talking to him, just me and Wendell and the doctor. There's actually two doctors in there. I just watched his face, and they said, this is going to happen, this most likely will happen, and this may happen. And I watched his face, and as I was talking in my heart, I was praying, so Lord, you give them strength to just trust you. Touch them, dear God. And I watched his face, and he never changed expression. He never dropped his bottom lip to the dusty road of life and sang the old song, everybody hates me, nobody likes me, guess I'll eat some worms. He just kept that same expression. We walked out and, I don't know, I have to counsel and talk to people all the time, so I'd know what I'd have to, if I was going to have to encourage them. And we've had some heart-to-heart talks, haven't we, Brother Wendell, about this. But we went down the road and it was just something that needed to be done. He was going to do it. And God was, by the help of God, he'd get through it. And he's just going to trust the Lord. You didn't see that, but while I said that, he raised his hand to the Lord. He told me, he said, preacher, I remember when your daughter was diagnosed with leukemia. He said, and you have stayed faithful, you and Miss Angie and Morgan. He said, you said no matter what, y'all was going to stay faithful and serve the Lord. And you have. He said, I'm going to do the same thing. Can I say to you, he has? I called him yesterday and talked with him. Several of you probably called him. I checked on him. Did it sound good? Sound weak, frail, zapped of energy. And I let him go and I went over and seen Brother Davis. Spent some time with him, my wife and I, with my children too. Went over to see Philip and Linda. And I said, Angie, let's call him and see how he's doing. I want to stop in on him. So we stopped in on him last night. And we got talking, and I knew this day was coming. Ron called me and said, I got to let folks know if we're going to have this day or not. You're talking about just a tense situation. Oh, I said, well, I'm not God. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but we'll just trust the Lord. And so we talked, and I he didn't know then, but I hinted around. I said, Brother Wendell, I said, I guess if the way you feel right now, if we was having church, he probably couldn't make it. Because he said, Pastor, I just ain't got the energy. I just ain't got it. And so I called Ron, and I called you on the phone tree for our church family. I said, we're just going to pray for him. We're going to ask God to touch him and give him a little more energy. And I said, "Brother, well, I'm going to call you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. He said, "Okay." I said, "I'm just going to check on you." And I called him. And just his voice just was a little more, just more energetic. "Hey, Pastor." And boy, in my heart, I said, "Praise God. What a God we serve." And I said, "How you feeling?" He said, I'm going to try to make it." And while I held that phone, tears started flowing down my cheeks. He said, "And I'm going to call Dennis. I want to go to Sunday school too." Hallelujah. Ain't that something? It blessed my heart because we've seen you, some of you do that. Morgan did that when in her sixth time she'd come to church. And just to see you do that encourages me. I'm blessed by that. Brother Wilner, we're honored that you're part of the Open Door Baptist Church. Your faith makes you profitable for the ministry. Your friendship makes you profitable for the ministry. All the miles we travel, Brother Wendell, for the Lord. Brother Dennis didn't do the car shows, and he needs that, but me and him does the ministry. I let him hang out with the wicked people, and I try to keep them spiritual. No, I'm just kidding. Your faithfulness shows us that you're profitable for the ministry. Whether it be visitation, surgeries. How many surgeries have we had in this church that it just wasn't a preacher there? Amen. There's Wendell. If you've seen the preacher, there's Wendell. Amen. He told me one thing. I said, "Preacher, I'm kind of glad that I got pushed in retirement." That's what he said. He'll tell you that right now. He said, "It was God that did that." He said, "I'm busy doing the sign, doing the Tuesday morning prayer breakfast, my visitation partner, the head usher." I tell you, God has used him. Amen. And I thank God for his faith. I thank God for his friendship, his faithfulness. And then I thank God for his frequent giving. You don't know, Brother Dennis, Brother Wendell talked to me today about the gate. And I didn't mention it at that time. I figured when you saw it, you'd know it's here. And he's done more than you could ever imagine right here. And a lot of you have. Some of you tithe every week. You give a lot too, okay? So don't you think we're belittling what you do. But we're honoring him today. But he's gave and he's gave and he's gave. We thank God for that. But above all things, Miss Angie, come to our piano. He's profitable. Brother Wendell, you're profitable. You and I that are in here this morning, you that are listening by sermon audio around the world, we're all profitable. Why? Because of the Father. Oh yeah, his faith makes him profitable. His friendship, his faithfulness, his frequent giving. But above all things, what makes Brother Wendell Harris profitable for the ministry is his Father. The Father that sits on the throne of heaven right now. God the Father. I get so sick of hearing about Mother Nature. People say Mother Nature, and you know I'm very vocal. I'll say it has nothing to do with Mother Nature, it's Father God. Amen. Father God's in charge, not Mama Nature. Right. Father God. And it's the Father that makes us profitable. Yes, I want to ask you, do you know the Lord is your Savior today? Can it be said of you, as we've said of Brother Wendell, that you're profitable for the ministry? Are you a blessing or are you a burden? It's hard sometimes to preach some funerals that I have to, knowing that somebody was a burden. There was just a nuisance to society. And of course, I don't say that, but I'm not going to lie either. These two rich men owned businesses in a little town, and they were anti-church, anti-God, but one of the men died. And so his brother went down to the little church down there and said, "Pastor, my brother died and I need you to preach a funeral." And the preacher said, "Well, I don't think y'all have ever been to this church." And he said, "No, we never came. He never came to church." But he was a good man. And the pastor had been there a long time. He knew these two brothers were crooks. And so he said, "I'll tell you what I do, preacher. I know that you need a new roof on the building. I know you need the parking lot paved. If in that funeral, if you'll do the funeral and you'll say something good about my brother, I'll put a new roof on the church, and I'll pave your parking lot. Well, the old preacher, he told him he'd do the funeral, but it wasn't because of that. He got up there to the funeral, and he stood there, and he preached, and he said, I've only got one good thing to say about so-and-so. And that is this. He's a better man than his brother. Amen. Amen. Thank God we can live for the Lord. When it's all said and done, we have good testimony. Amen. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God today. I pray that you would use it for thy glory. Lord, not only, Lord, to encourage and edify Brother Wendell, Lord, but all of us today will be instructed, maybe even reproved and rebuked, Lord, about not being faithful, or maybe not being profitable, Lord. Help us, Lord, to make ourselves available. And in that time, you'll give us the ability so that it'll be said we were profitable for the ministry. Thank you for all you've done in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the sermon today. We hope and pray that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says in John, chapter number 14, that Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Our prayer here at Open Door Baptist Church is that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, Jesus Christ loves you. He died for you, and He's more than capable and more than willing to cleanse you from unrighteousness and from your sins and make you a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible says if you repent, turn from your sin and turn to Jesus Christ and by faith believe in His death, His burial, and His resurrection for your salvation, you too can be saved. Our prayer is that you think upon this and that very soon you'll make an eternal decision to receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Thank you so much.